Welcome, beautiful one, to the July new moon with solar eclipse energy. Oh, tremendous transformational energy is here as we begin this month on a new moon. And we're going to bookend it with closing out with the second new moon of the month. And when we have two new moons, it's called the second black moon. When we have two full moons in a month, that second one is always called a blue moon. So once in a blue moon. So once in a rare black moon is what we're going to end this month with. So it's like power packed with beginnings and endings. It's a highly energetic time as we come out of the solstice time. We move into the new moon to start out this month. And we move into a Mercury retrograde period. But we're going to get to all that, all this high energy that's going on, everything that this powerful portal opening doorway that we have to walk through. For each of us, we're being sent through the ring of fire. It's a natural representation of what the new moon solar eclipse gives us as we walk through the dark and into the light. So this new moon, always a new moon, is about bringing in a new cycle. But because this month is so enriched energetically to really complete a cycle, to really up-level in a whole new way, something beyond what we've all ever known or experienced yet. There's a new template of energy that's coming in right now. So you can use this magic time to get unstuck. And when I say unstuck, it's deeply profound, deep enrooted patterns, conditioning, accumulation, programming, patterning, experiences, trauma, things that came, what I would like to call the dark before the dawn, things that were put in before you were even able to consciously know how it would be playing out in your life right now. So this is really about getting that unstuck and uplifting yourself. So that's why Mercury retrograde causes us to rewind. As we begin this new cycle that's coming in, the energy is going to speed up. And our ability to be in creation and resonance and bringing forth and manifesting and creating with intentionality and realizing into reality is like what I want to call that realization into reality. Realization is really that becoming into fruition of reality. So this magic time with these bookends also hits us literally in the middle of the month with an eclipse full moon. So this begins the eclipse season. What needs to be eclipsed? And then also understanding the fact that it's a solar eclipse and how these energetics like the masculine and the feminine play out because they exist within us. Let's just start with this solar eclipse because the solar energy has a masculine radiance to it. It's a penetrating power. And this energy system that exists within all of us is being up for recalibration right now at this time. This is why I am guiding on the night of the total solar eclipse new moon, a workshop and a ritual that is open for anybody who wants to join in that connection to a live interacted experience together for the healing of this masculine power structure, because this new moon, which I'm going to get into the energetics so that you're able to really bring intention to the importance of looking at these energetic structures that are inside of us and in our lives that are playing out in an interactive dance and co-creation together, and look at how can we use this to get into alignment with that which we want to bring forward in our inspiring intentions and our hopes and our dreams and in our co-creation with life and what we want to be bringing into reality. So to start, I want to ask you, are you being pressed forward in a whole new way of being? What area of life is showing up for you now that you know you're being called to make a major breakthrough? Something that's never been experienced by you yet in a completely new way. Maybe you already know and you've known it inside your heart This is like for me, that's what I feel. Like I feel like now I'm arriving at this place of my own knowingness. To not hold back, to live into fuller, to allow myself to be seen. And I'm not talking about just professionally showing up and being seen. I'm talking about in those real daily intimate ways, in those conversations. For me, it's more of a place of automatically accommodating someone else. And that's been a deeply entrenched pattern that I have been peeling back and back and back within my life. Some people would call it maybe people pleasing, but it's not how it really shows up in my life. It's this way where I accommodate others' situations in a way that then I make things work for me, but somehow it's not always the most empowering way for myself, is placing, accommodating someone or something else first. So being seen is about being authentic. It's about really showing up and standing all in with no fragmentation, incoherence, in real true connection. None of these protective defensive mechanisms, whether they could even be automatically accommodating, because that's maybe what early on served in my life. So what are you being pressed forward with in a whole new way of being? So I just gave you one area, with which is being seen. And this moves out into, it actually penetrates and radiates. That's the masculine energy out into all of my life and my natural right to be seen and to be heard and to be known. So healing that power structure is a highly significant spotlight for this month. What life areas is showing up for you that's pressing you forward? Now, this could be relationships. It could be your home life. It could be body health. It could be career path. It could be financial. If it is financial, then that is coming back to the energy exchange. That is getting back into how you're giving and receiving the energy exchange with your value. What's the transformational energy that's available for you to gain during this powerful solar eclipse new moon time? The first focus is that profound cycle of change. The deeper up-leveling is happening whether we're ready for it or not. We are all being called and asked to walk through the shadows, needing to dissolve and dismantle. We can see it happening everywhere we turn in our lives and in the world. What's most important right now is that bringing the focus to the doorway that you need to walk through. What are those layers and walls and falsehoods that are falling down and that you can let go of? It can be scary in the growth that we need to do. We can even feel a sense of grieving old ways as we grow towards the light of what's next. Secondly, is letting this dismantling dissolve. Structures and systems with outdated falsehoods in ways that twist, manipulate, force, overpower for gain, they're crumbling. We see them dismantling right before our eyes. And so whatever's happening in your life, wherever you've either experienced that, been a part of it, either perpetuated that, received that, given that, any form of twisting, manipulating, forcing, overpowering, it's time to honor your sacred recalibration time. Because whatever structure or system that has accumulated, that is outdated, that is maybe set inside of you from some survival mechanism very early on, that then was passed to you from generationally the lineage before. It's time to surrender that. That's the ring of fire to walk through so that you can get into the light of your dreams and allow the alignment. That's the third focus, into your own becoming. Speak your heart's source of truth. What do you want to create? What do you want to call in? Not from a place of what's incomplete or what's missing, but from that truthful alignment, your heart source. There's some magic and there's power in this when you put pen to paper and you allow yourself the ritual of alchemizing this place where we do antenna to the universe, to God, to source, and we let our heart speak and channel through us, giving ourselves a chance to write it right. We need these sacred moments. This is why it's so important during the time of these alignments with the moon cycle that we give our sacred connection, reflection, and intention. As we get more tangled up with the connectivity of modern life, it's important to ground and stabilize ourselves to our very own nature and the nature around us, that return to our most genuine connection. So the long-standing obstacles will naturally fall away as you allow what's true and deep in your own becoming to come to light with your hopes, your dreams, and what you want to realize into reality. I want to say those words again. What you want to realize into reality. It's what you want to make real. Solidify, plant the seeds of your up-leveling dreams and inspiring intention to reach for the light. Plant into the possibility energy field your inspiring energy word, phrase for lighting your candle during your own personal new moon ritual. Just this past week, I did a sound healing ceremony and ritual, and I intentionally made sure that I went there so that I could open myself up to be able to help carry and bring forth this energy during this coming out of the solstice and into this solar eclipse new moon. So I knew I was going to be doing this workshop the night of it, and I just really wanted to get myself into that clear state of a channel. And during his ceremony, when he asked us to write down any phrases or words or intentions, and it was really powerful how it was so much in alignment, and even the way in which he spoke about pen to paper, how important that was in ritual, which is everything that I've been saying for 13 years now. The words and the phrase that came to me, which is it's a little bit longer than one word, but it's just giving yourself the sacred moment to allow it, has informed a lot of what is going to be carrying the energy for me. And here's what I wrote down: to be seen, to embody all of my space, to claim my field of possibility, to allow myself to be carried where it's needed, and to carry others where it's needed, and to uplift. These words that came inside that ceremony and in that ritual had such an internal and external resonance that it moved both ways in how it represented myself internally and my energetics out into the world. So this is what I want for you, is to really hold space to allow yourself to create that phrase, that energy word, because that's something you can bring into the energy of the month, bring into whatever it is you're looking to create and to materialize. You are an intentional spark of creation with immeasurable innate capacity to become the remarkable you. Take this time to let your light shine in your heart's treasures of truth. They're powerful. They matter. I want you to feel this miraculous impact that's happening. You are already connected to what you need next, and it's ready to come through for you. And I want you to name it, claim it. Your clarity is your power, and now is your time. So allow with intentionality your divine design that's ready to shine. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.